After the Vietnam War, a significant number of Hmong refugees from Laos settled in Fresno, Merced, and the Central Valley. The Hmong, who were about 10% of the population in Fresno, moved here to be near family members, and many work on small farms. The Hmong were U.S. allies in the Vietnam War, which resulted in a relaxed immigration and citizenship policy for them. But not all of the Hmong left Southeast Asia. Many are now held in Thailand refugee camps, with 4,700 in one camp. The Thai government is threatening to repatriate them to Laos. Mai Somerville, a spokesperson for the group Hmong American Community United.
We call for the immediate cessation of forced repatriation of the Hmong refugee from Thailand to Laos, and that the Thai military restrain from using psychological coercion.
Vu says that because of the Hmong's past support for the U.S. in the Vietnam War, there are safety concerns with turning the Hmong over to the communist-led Laotian government. She says that in Thailand, the children are separated from their parents, held in jails, and are being denied basic needs.
The Thai police restrict our fellow Hmong in the jail cell, especially the mother and the children, from nutritious food and water. Anything that is good for them, they're not allowed to have. Even a piece of candy, it was taken from them.
Vu says that her group is asking third countries, such as the United States, Australia, and others, to step forward and volunteer to resettle those found to have legitimate protection concerns.
Our greatest hope is that humans feel the pain in our hearts and feel the fear in the terrible cries in these jail cells from women and children and infants, and help us save them and get them to third world countries so they can have a chance to know what peace and harmony is like.
Representatives from Hmong American Community United spent the afternoon visiting their elected representatives, asking them to help on this issue. Summer Vu.
We are asking members of the community to write letters of concerns or call our elected officials, call the State Department, to encourage them to continue to advocate for our Hmong communities in Thailand.
This is Mike Rhodes in Fresno for Indie Media.